This is a big week for interest rates. I'm David Brancaccio. 2 days from now, interest rates are going up. The guardians of interest rates who make that decision meet starting tomorrow. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer covers this from Washington.
Hey, David, let's start with the new numbers on inflation. The inflation gauge, followed most closely by the Fed, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, was down just a hair last month to 5.2%, but that's still more than double the Fed's target of 2%, and wages are climbing, although, of course, they're not keeping up with inflation.
So the Fed looks at this data, then it
raises interest rates. In fact, last month, Fed Chair Jerome Powell hinted very strongly that we can expect a 0.5% increase in interest rates this week. Powell said he likes the idea of front-loading rate hikes.
All right, so the cost of borrowing. But part two, the Fed bought a lot of bonds as stimulus. Now, not so much.
Yeah, the Fed bought trillions of dollars worth of treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities during the pandemic in order to push money into the economy. That made it very cheap to borrow. The Fed is expected to decide to start ratcheting that back at this week's meeting, reducing its pile of treasury bonds by as much as $60 billion a month, cutting its holdings of mortgage-backed securities by up to $35 billion a month.
Nancy in Washington, thank you. Now, despite what the Fed is doing, interest rates on home loans fell slightly in the last week, 5.1% on average for 30-year fixed-rate mortgages. Now, that said, compared to 1 year ago, it costs $518 more a month to pay the average mortgage on the median house in America. The S&P 500 stock index, a popular way to invest at low cost, just posted its weakest 4 months of any year since 1939. Maybe you remember 1939. Higher interest rates, inflation, war, and pandemic are wrapped up into that number. It fell 13.9% since New Year's. If you want to be philosophical, it's still up 72% over 5 years. The NASDAQ is down 22% January through April. The national average price for gasoline, according to the Automobile Association, is now $4.19 a gallon. That is causing hardship, according to the recent Gallup survey we saw, but not as many as in the past when fuel has gotten ridiculous. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
When gas prices spiked in 2005 and 2008, more than 70% of people said it was causing them financial hardship. Now, about half of Americans are saying that. One reason fewer people are stressed, Gallup found, is that most people today think high gas prices are temporary. And more Americans are also in better shape financially.
We've seen that in higher savings balances and lower credit card debt.
Rob Levy is with the Financial Health Network.
We also find consumers are spending less right now on things like credit card debt, auto loans, as well as really high cost lending like payday loans and pawn loans.
And more people are working from home now and can choose to drive less. Lisa Miller's been driving less.
I've been trying not to make any unnecessary trips.
Miller's a single mom in New Jersey. She's got 3 kids. And gas prices are a huge stress for her right now.
It's all stressful because everything's going up. Food's going up. The gas is going up.
But she says her salary isn't. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to a story about equity in education. Starting this fall, the University of California system will let Californians from federally recognized tribes go to college tuition-free. Now, this is part of a trend of publicly supported universities providing reduced or free tuition to indigenous people. It's happening in Colorado, Nevada, Minnesota. Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports.
As an undergrad at UC Davis, Tori McConnell noticed something about the Native student community.
The atmosphere felt so uncertain. People always were worried.
Worried about money. McConnell, who's a citizen of the Yurok tribe, says many Native students paid for school with a patchwork of financial aid, scholarships, and loans, and by taking on jobs that cut into study time.
And then if you don't do well in your studies and you don't get scholarships, if you don't get scholarships, you can't do your studies. It's like this snake eating its own tail.
McConnell says waiving tuition for Indigenous people makes sense, especially considering the history of UC and other land-grant universities. Robert Lee is a historian at the University of Cambridge who studies Indigenous dispossession.
The colonial origins of land-grant universities has just been completely left out of the public memory.
Lee says the 1862 Morrill Act turned 11 million acres of Indigenous land into seed money for public universities.
The principal that was put into the coffers of land-grant universities amounted to about $500 million in today's money.
In a letter to chancellors, UC President Michael Drake called the new tuition waiver an acknowledgement of wrongs endured by Native Americans. Cheryl Crazy Bull is with the American Indian College Fund.
It would be preferable if they gave some of the land back, but I do think tuition waivers are one very positive step.
A step because they don't address other financial barriers that keep Native people from getting degrees. Rent, living expenses, and the opportunity cost of leaving a job. Tori McConnell, who graduated last year, says she struggled to keep up with bills at UC Davis, despite having her tuition covered by financial aid.
That doesn't make a huge difference for a lot of us.
Us, meaning Indigenous students who already receive need-based tuition assistance. In recent years, Native Americans made up around half of 1% of new enrollees at UC schools. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.
And orange juice sales are down, but Tropicana keeps trying. Now it's trying a Honey Almond Crunch breakfast cereal designed for lubrication by orange juice. I'll try anything. No, not in the mood. David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.